Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Gravellino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The New York Times reports that, according to sources, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg plans to unify the underlying messaging infrastructure across Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger. These would all continue to work as standalone apps, but would add end-to-end encryption and allow for encrypted messaging between the services. The unified messaging infrastructure will reportedly be ready by early 2020. In other Facebook news, the company began rolling out a newsfeed petition feature in the U.S. this week called Community Actions. Users can add a title, description, and image to their petition, as well as tag relevant government agencies and officials for a notification. Each community action will include its own discussion board, fundraisers, and be able to host Facebook events. Facebook will display the number of supporters on a community action, but only the names of your friends will be visible. Facebook is trying to keep community actions focused on more local issues by showing special constituent flare badges and preventing tagging of some national politicians, including President Trump and Vice President Pence. Vodafone announced it will temporarily halt the purchase of 5G core infrastructure equipment from Huawei. The move was spurred by uncertainty over whether governments in Europe will ban Huawei infrastructure over security concerns. Vodafone CEO Nick Reed said the pause would only affect European networks and is speaking to European governments to advise that a permanent ban could increase 5G costs or slow deployment. Vodafone is currently the world's second largest carrier behind China Mobile. The French data protection watchdog CNIL issued its first GDPR fine, citing Google 50 million euros. The fine comes from the onboarding process when setting up a new Android phone. The regulatory body found the process lacks transparency as Google uses intentionally broad and obscure language and requires clicking through 5 to 6 links just to find out how information is used to personalize ads, for example. CNIL also found Google broke GDPR data consent rules by not providing specific and unambiguous consent options and pre-ticking an agreement to its privacy policy. The fine stems from a May 2018 complaint from the nonprofit Noid. In education news, Microsoft announced its new Classroom Pen, which works with recent Surface devices and is more durable than the Surface Pen, with a hardened tip and a slot at the end that allows teachers to tether it to devices to keep it from getting lost. It holds a single AAA battery and includes 2 buttons for erasing and right-click functions. The Classroom Pen will ship in all Surface Go markets in February and be sold exclusively to education facilities in packs of 20s for $799.80, roughly $40 per pen. Classroom Pen will also work with any device that supports Microsoft Pen Protocol. That may include the Dell 75 4K Interactive Touch Monitor for classrooms. The 75-inch display supports 20-point multi-touch and works either with hands or a stylus. It includes screen drop where users can press a button on the side of the display to switch between 3 different heights. It's Dell's version of the Microsoft Surface Hub or Google's Jamboard, but more focused on education rather than the workplace. The Dell 75 4K Interactive Touch Monitor, catchy name, is available April 30th for $5,999.99. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation approved an $8 million grant for Waymo and Magna to build a manufacturing facility for autonomous cars. The goal is to move into a facility somewhere in southeastern Michigan by mid-year and prepare to make Level 4 cars. Waymo has supplier partnerships with Fiat Chrysler and Jaguar Land Rover. In streaming news, Political reports Netflix in advanced talks to join the Motion Picture Association of America. The MPAA is currently made up of Disney, Paramount, Sony Universal, Warner Brothers, and Fox, though Fox will leave when Disney finishes its deal to acquire it. According to Politico, bringing companies like Netflix into the fold has been a goal for MPAA CEO Charles Rivkin, who took over the association in September 2017. Viacom is buying the ad-supported Pluto TV and plans to put shows from MTV, Nickelodeon, and Comedy Central, as well as movies from Paramount on it. Pluto says it has 12 million viewers, 7.5 million of whom watch on a TV. And finally, Hulu announced it will lower the price of its ad-supported subscription plan from $7.99 a month to $5.99 a month starting February 26th. The ad-free subscription will remain $11.99 a month, and the Hulu Live TV service will rise to $44.99 from the current $39.99. DVR and expanded multi-screen viewing packages are dropping from $9.99 to $14.99. That is a lot of 99 cents. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.